Hey, Bob, can you ask Ian this? I want to know how to permanently every day stay grounded rather than always engulf in the labyrinth of her mind and only occasionally grounded.
Then all she has to do is lower her chi, and she'll always be grounded.
Well, how does she lower her chi?
All right, so the answer would be to lower your chi is to bring yourself in a condition where you put your arms up in the air and push them back down, like in the picture of the codex, remember, with your codex, where you have
the
man with his arms crossed, where you go up and then you come down when your legs kind of spread, even with your shoulders, to bring your energy level down to the ground. That grounds you. It lowers your chi. And you physically do that until it occurs, and when it occurs, then you don't have to do it so often. Once you get used to it.
Yeah, and when you bring your hands down, do you clap your palms together at the bottom of the swing?
No, they don't. They hit on either side, your left and right pockets on your side.
They cross.
And you go up. No, they just go down to your side. And you go to the top and they touch your hands together. Make a point.
Yeah.
Make a point to the sky. Touch your hands together. Then turn your hands around and fold them back down slowly, exhaling as you come down. And you do that 5 or 6 or 10 times and do it consistently, and you'll always lower your chi, and you'll find it to be very grounding. And when that grounding becomes normal, you'll be able to tell when you're not grounded.
Right. Now, there is that exercise where you put your hands up to your sides, touch the tips that over your head, but you're leaping, your legs are going apart. You're leaping, bouncing apart.
They should be. No, not like a jumping jack. It'll be the function of a jumping jack, but done very slowly. And your feet are stable, the width of your shoulders.
Yeah, you don't jump.
Your feet
are
wide. You don't jump.
You keep them
grounded. You do that on your ground.